28. The air brake. How is a fast and heavy train stopped? In the first trains, there was a brake in the locomotive, but not in the carriages. The driver of the locomotive had to turn the brake wheel by hand, and the results were weak and slow. Once George Westinghouse, a poor American, saw a terrible railway accident. Two trains collided and many people were killed. The brakes were not strong enough to stop the trains quickly, and Westinghouse, who could not forget the accident, knew that a better brake ought to be invented. Usually a wheel is stopped by a brake shoe which presses on it. A car has brake shoes which press on all four wheels, and if you have a strong leg, you can stop the car quickly. But a steam locomotive and a lot of carriages are heavier than a car, and a lot of force is needed to stop them. It is said that one day Westinghouse was sitting unhappily in his office. He needed money and had very little. The door opened and a girl came in. She asked him to buy a copy of Living Age, which was a kind of newspaper. When he told her that he had no money, she started to go out, but he noticed her sad face and called her back. After a careful search in his pockets, he found enough money to buy a copy. At that time, engineers were making a tunnel under a mountain, Mount Cenis in France. The paper described the work in the tunnel, and Westinghouse noticed that they were making holes in the rock with powerful drills. These drills were driven by compressed air, and he read about this with great interest. He wondered if compressed air could be used to move brakes. If it was strong enough to drive drills in a tunnel, perhaps it was also strong enough to stop heavy trains and prevent collisions. He began to think. In a short time, Westinghouse had invented a new kind of brake. An air pump was fitted to the locomotive and driven by steam pressure. It pumped air into a cylinder where it was stored. A long pipe was fitted under each carriage, and it continued from one carriage to the next along the train. The compressed air traveled along this pipe and filled cylinders under all the carriages. It was used to work the brake. The compressed air pressed hard on a piston which moved in a small cylinder. The piston was fixed to a brake shoe, so the compressed air could press the brake shoe on a wheel. During a test, Westinghouse and some engineers went for a ride in a locomotive which was pulling some carriages. When they were traveling at 65 kilometers per hour, they suddenly saw a horse and carriage on the line in front. The horse jumped up suddenly and the carriage fell on its side. Was there going to be a collision? The driver used the new brake. The compressed air pressed hard on every piston in the train. Every brake shoe was pressed on its wheel and the train stopped quickly. The horse and its driver were neither hurt nor touched. Since that day, the Westinghouse brake has saved thousands of lives on the world's railways. Another brake, not very different, is the vacuum brake.